It is traditional for the incoming president and first lady to visit the White House after Election Day. Usually, they wait a few weeks. But this time, the meeting between the current president and the president-elect was arranged in a matter of days. That is in part because this is the first transition in four decades to occur at a time when the United States is at war. It is also taking place in the midst of an economic crisis that demands immediate attention. President-elect Obama says dealing with the economy is his top priority.
I do not underestimate the enormity of the task that lies ahead. We've taken some major actions to date, and we will need further actions during this transition and subsequent months.
Mr. Obama has said he will move with what he calls deliberate haste to choose his cabinet. Aides stress he understands the urgency, but wants to make sure he has the best possible people in place. John Podesta heads the Obama transition team. During an appearance on the Fox News Sunday television program, he was asked about the need to move quickly to reassure financial markets.
I think we're moving aggressively to try to build out that core economic team, the national security team, and you'll see announcements when they're ready.
Podesta said the incoming administration is also taking a close look at many of the executive orders signed by President Bush that are at odds with Mr. Obama's views.
On stem cell research, on a number of areas, you see the Bush administration even today moving aggressively to do things that I think are probably not in the interest of the country.
He said these executive orders could be repealed or amended easily by the new administration because no congressional action is required. But despite their differences on matters of policy, President Bush and President-elect Obama are going out of their way to stress their willingness to cooperate during the transition period. Mr. Bush has ordered his staff to make the transition as seamless as possible. And Mr. Obama has repeatedly stressed that until January 20th, George Bush is the President of the United States. Perhaps to underscore that point, the President-elect will not be attending the major economic summit Mr. Bush is hosting in Washington on November 15th. He has, however, been talking to other world leaders by telephone. On Saturday, Mr. Obama spoke for the first time since the election with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. A Kremlin statement said they agreed that their countries have a common responsibility to address serious global problems. It also mentioned the possibility of an early meeting once the president-elect takes office. Relations with Russia are strained over a Bush administration plan to set up a missile defense system with sites in Poland and the Czech Republic. During the U.S. presidential campaign, Senator Obama said he needs more proof that the plan will work and the high cost is justified. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.